Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. New wildfires are cropping up around Alaska. There were 5 new fires detected yesterday in the northern interior, southwest Alaska, and Kenai and Matsu. Alaska Fire Service spokesperson Beth Ipson says most of the new blazes resulted from lightning.
This week, we've had an uptick in the amount of lightning seen across Alaska, and some of those did produce some ignitions.
There were more than 4,000 lightning strikes in Alaska on Wednesday alone, and another 1,200 yesterday, but Ipson says few starts resulted.
A lot of the lightning was accompanied with rain and didn't produce any ignitions.
8 wildfires are being fought in the state right now, 2 each in the Matsu, the Kenai, and southwest Alaska. The other 2 blazes getting attention are the Red Mountain Fire southwest of Bettles and the Oregon Lakes Fire near Delta Junction. The Alaska Department of Administration sent out a release and FAQ sheet to state employees earlier this week to help thousands of workers brace for what could be an impending government shutdown. State workers received an email last week from Governor Mike Dunleavy explaining that layoff notices would be sent out if the legislature does not pass an operating budget by the end of the special session June 14th. Now, with 1 week left in the special session before notices are sent, the Department of Administration is advising state employees on how they might handle a situation in which layoff notices are distributed. The release explained a number of issues pertaining to a possible shutdown, including the fact that some state employees will be placed on furlough for an indefinite period of time following a shutdown. The last few months of warm weather is in the history books, with 2019 marking the warmest spring on record for Alaska. Rick Toman, a climate specialist with the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy, said it is the warmest spring on record both for Fairbanks and for the state as a whole. For recording temperatures, spring is defined as March, April, and May. Temperatures are commonly mapped using averages, with the average temperature for this spring surpassing spring 2016, which was the previous record. The average March through May temperatures at Fairbanks Airport was 31.1 degrees, and this year it was 39.5. That was a full degree warmer than 2016. A scholarship program credited with slowing the student brain drain from the University of Alaska system is celebrating its 20th year. The UA Scholars Program was established in 1999 by then-President Mark Hamilton to provide students who graduate in the top 10% of their class $1,500 per semester or up to $12,000 over 4 years. A UA release says 8,900 students have taken advantage of the program. And for more on today's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.